car. It's because he wanted to show the boss's office to the bucket one more time. Because the bucket just didn't quite get a good enough view of the office when we were here last time. The boss's office is so crucial to the story. We wouldn't want the bucket to miss a single detail. Stanley walked the bucket around the room, pressing it up against every nook and cranny for the best possible viewing experience. All done. The bucket understands the boss's office as fully as any creature could. No questions at all. The bucket is fully caught up to speed. But wait, Stanley thought. I forgot to show the bucket what it's like to press the number 3 on the boss's keypad over and over again. That detail is absolutely integral to a deep and nuanced understanding of the story. Together, they rode the elevator back up, where this oversight would be corrected. Straight to the keypad they rushed, to wail repeatedly on the number 3. Yes, the bucket was starting to really get it now. The subtleties of the story were all falling into place. Slowly, the bucket was beginning to see the narrative in a larger cultural context. After a good long while of just slamming on the number 3 over and over, Stanley felt ready to move on, to show the bucket how this series of events directly tied into the rest of the story. The bucket was beside itself. Sure, it felt like it had understood where the story was going, but with this new information, everything was up in the air. The story could be about anything now. It could be about weather patterns in Southeast Asia, or about how unfathomably large aeroplanes can be. There was no telling what path lay ahead. But Stanley rushed back onto the elevator. He had realized that the bucket didn't understand yet. The bucket had only begun to scratch the surface what this new information meant. It was much larger than him, larger than either of them. It wouldn't be enough merely to let the bucket push the number 3 a few times. No, no, no. The thing to do next would be to hold a press conference. Yes, this was the next logical step. Stanley would get in front of an audience where he would speak to all manner of issues, societal, political, economic, as all of them related to his story and to repeatedly pressing the number 3. For months, he advertised and marketing his press conference, building excitement around it, developing and rehearsing it until it couldn't be refined a single measure further. When the big day arrived, Stanley was as prepared as he'd ever been for anything in his life. This was it. He was all ready. He gripped the bucket and stepped out onto the stage. There was no one here. No one had come to the press conference to hear Stanley speak, to listen to him talk about what it really means to press the number 3 on the keypad over and over. He was unloved, uninteresting. He was a failure. And in that moment, Stanley knew that the bucket would never again take him seriously. The bucket would never respect Stanley's opinion on the nuances of storytelling. How could it, after this kind of showing? And so it began that slowly, over many years, the two of them grew more and more distant. They spoke less and less, neither wishing to state the obvious, that any sense of peer or professional respect between them had eroded on that day at the press conference. There would be no more stories, no more shared insights into the nature of storytelling. Only a silence that consumed the space between friends. And Stanley, only having just found the warmth and comfort of the bucket's friendship, was cast once again into the unremarkable normalcy of loneliness.